Showing up at the May 8 press conference where the nominees for the 2024 edition of the Northern Ontario Music and Film Awards, NOMFA, were revealed, Sudbury musician Davey Poulin was thrilled to receive a nod. He's nominated in the Meilleur Album Francophone category for his 2023 album, Tout Est Relatif. Poulin said his band, Conflit Dramatique, also won a NOMFA award in 2003 at the program's first-ever edition, that being the last time he was recognized. While he's received other awards, and is even currently up for another award for the Country Music Association of Ontario, Poulin said the NOMFA recognition is nice because it's specific to Northern Ontario artists. It's been a long career, he said. I've been doing this professionally for over 30 years. So when the snowball starts going, it's super exciting. Sudbury musician Davey Poulin showed up at the May 8 press conference for the 2024 edition of the Northern Ontario Music and Film Awards, NOMFA, were revealed, learning his 2023 album, Tout Est Relatif, was nominated in the Meilleur Album Francophone category. Heidi Ulrichsen / Sudbury.com. The 2024 edition of NOMFA, celebrating works released in 2022 and 2023, takes place in Sudbury over 3 days, from June 27 to 29. See a full list of 2024 nominees pasted below. See, several North Bay nominees in Northern Ontario Music and Film Awards. NOMFA is a conference and award ceremony highlighting the artistic excellence achieved by musicians, filmmakers and screen-based projects from Northern Ontario. Nominees for NOMFA 2024 were selected by an independent jury comprised of Canadian music and film industry experts. Winners for each category will be revealed during the NOMFA 2024 award ceremony at Place des Arts June 29. NOMFA also features networking sessions, professional development activities and artist showcases. Cultural Industries Ontario North, CION, which puts on the event, has recognized more than 50 projects, performances, and practitioners from Northern Ontario, vying for top spots across 13 award categories. While NOMFA is supposed to take place every 2 years, this is the first time it's been held since 2019, before the pandemic. The pandemic obviously changed everything, especially for musicians, said Patrick O'Hearn, Associate Executive Director of CION. Musicians weren't able to release because they couldn't do tours the same way they were able to, you know, prior to the pandemic, and everything like that. So it really made sense to make sure that the industry was back up and running. In terms of Northern Ontario's film and television industry, O'Hearn said some of the productions being filmed here are not only screening at Northern film festivals, but at the Toronto International Film Festival and overseas festivals such as Cannes. It's a testament to the way our industry has really grown over the last 20-plus years, he said. We're one of the leading production jurisdictions in Canada right now. O'Hearn said 2024 was a record-breaking year for NOMFA nominations. Our songwriter category itself was over 60 submissions, he said, adding that many musicians held off on releasing albums during the pandemic because they couldn't tour. He said it's important to acknowledge the talent coming out of our own backyard, not just those who have already received national or international recognition, but those who are ready to take the next step in their careers. It puts Northern Ontario's cultural sector in a place where it can shine as it moves forward and where these practitioners can receive new funding, where they can sign new record deals and go on more ambitious tours, he added. Ticket information will soon be available through CION's website. And here are the nominees. Music Awards Outstanding Album Alexithymia, Colin Clouse, Thunder Bay, Here and Now, Isonabe, Sandy Lake First Nation, New Occasion, Nicholas Congiano, North Bay, Oblivion, Evan Red Sky, Mississaugi First Nation, Simply, The Apettes, Greater Sudbury, Meilleur Album Francophone Anonyme, McLean, Greater Sudbury, Boreal, Mimi Obonsaan, Greater Sudbury, Catalepsy, Thibault, North Bay, Salou, Philippe, Philippe Mathieu, Greater Sudbury, Tout Est Relatif, Davey Poulin, Greater Sudbury, Outstanding Album by an Indigenous Artist Boreal, Mimi Obonsawin, Greater Sudbury. Here and Now, Isonabe, Sandy Lake First Nation. Oblivion, Evan Red Sky, Mississauga First Nation. Prisms, G.R. Grit, Greater Sudbury. Outstanding Engineer Dustin Goodall, Deconstructed by Handsome Sandwich, Sault Ste. Marie, Dustin Goodall, All In by the Northwest, Sault Ste. Marie, Matt Wewell, Surely Travel by Status, Non-Status, Greater Sudbury. Matt Wewell, Silver Hands, Diamond Teeth by Bad Actors, Greater Sudbury. Patrick Dalsin, Claire, by KNKM, Sault Ste. Marie, Outstanding Songwriter nominees for the Outstanding Songwriter category to be announced in the coming days. Outstanding Music Video by a Northern Ontario Musical Act. Hearing Protection, The Apettes, Greater Sudbury, directed by Jeff Houle and Curtis Carrier. Here and Now, Isonabe, Sandy Lake First Nation, directed by Alex Smith. Homage, Picaroon. McLean, Greater Sudbury, directed by Sean Cosmerly. The Same Way, Rose Aaron Stokes, North Bay, directed by Andrew Soka. I Always Get What I Want, Strange Attractor, Greater Sudbury, directed by Curtis Carrier. Film Awards Outstanding Feature Film Adaptation, directed by Jake Thomas, Greater Sudbury. Blooms, a documentary about Cobalt, Ontario, directed by Jordan Vandenberg, filmed in Cobalt, Cafe Daughter, directed by Shelley Nero, filmed in Greater Sudbury. Cascade, directed by Egidio Cochimiglio, filmed in Sault Ste. Marie. Fitting In, directed by Molly McGlynn, filmed in Greater Sudbury. La Switch, directed by Michelle Kandinsky, filmed in Greater Sudbury. My Animal, directed by Jacqueline Castell, filmed in Timmins. Outstanding Short, Mid-Length Film Braided Together, directed by Victoria Anderson Gardner and Kyle Schmallenberg, filmed in Thunder Bay. Journey to Our Homeland, directed by Adrian Harpel, filmed in Nibinamik First Nation. Lingering Pieces, directed by Jacqueline Lamb, filmed in Greater Sudbury. Red Iron Road, No. 8 Reporting, directed by Matthew Leone and Ayosha Klimov, animated in North Bay. Through Brown Glass, directed by Keenan Grom, filmed in Muswani. Outstanding Television or VOD Series Essex County, filmed in North Bay. Shorzy Season 1, filmed in Greater Sudbury. SkyMed Season 2, filmed in North Bay. The Lake Season 1 and Season 2, filmed in North Bay. Thunder Bay, filmed in Thunder Bay. Outstanding Director Darlene Napons, Stellar, Atikamekshing Anishinaabeg First Nation. David Lickley, Jane Goodall. Reasons for Hope, Greater Sudbury, Egidio Cochimiglio, Cascade, Sault Ste. Marie, Jake Thomas, Adaptation, Greater Sudbury, Ryan McMahon and Leslie Lucas, Thunder Bay. Thunder Bay, Outstanding Short, Mid-Length Director nominees for the Outstanding Short, Mid-Length Director category to be announced in the coming days. Outstanding Screenwriter Austin Lindsay, Walter's Room, North Bay, David Lickley, Jane Goodall. Reasons for Hope, Greater Sudbury, Keenan Grom, Through Brown Glass, Moose Cree First Nation, Kelly Saxberg, The Sniper, Thunder Bay, Victoria Anderson Gardner and Kyle Schmallenberg, Braided Together. Midji Sisagaigan First Nation. Outstanding Performance by an Actor in a Northern Ontario Production. Francois Arnault, La Switch, filmed in Greater Sudbury. Maddie Ziegler, Fitting In, filmed in Greater Sudbury. Oyin Oladejo, Aura, filmed in Greater Sudbury. Sarah Wyglass, Cascade, filmed in Sault Ste. Marie, Sonia Schmitz, Better Days, filmed in Sault Ste. Marie, Stephen McCatty, My Animal, filmed in Timmins. Heidi Ulrichsen is Sudbury, Comms Assistant Editor. She also covers education and the arts scene.